The Worldview Weekend Rally is one night, and it's totally free as a ministry of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Foundation. And in 2017, we're going to these cities. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, April 9th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, April 10th, La Crosse, Wisconsin, April 11th, Green Bay, Wisconsin, April 12th, Madison, Wisconsin, and April 13th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can register now, free of charge, at wvwtv.com/conferences. That's wvwtv.com/conferences. In Sioux Falls, across Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee, I'll be joined by former Muslim turned believer in Jesus Christ and pastor Sharam Hadian. Now again, these are totally free, but you must register because it's not uncommon that we fill the auditorium that we rent. Therefore, you must register so we have enough seating. You can do that at wvwtv.com/conferences.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome, glad you're with us. Dr. John Whitcomb joins us here in just a minute for another installment of Ask Dr. John. But first, something we've had in the works now for, well, at least I shouldn't say had it in the works, had it in the back of my mind for some time. Just didn't have the time to do it. Still don't frankly have the time to do it, but did it anyway, and we'll try to keep doing it. And that is a weekly news program. You've heard me say many times there are so much news we can't keep up with it. And I really don't want the Worldview Weekend Hour to become a news program. I want that to be a biblical worldview teaching program. And yet there's so many very important news stories that we don't even have time to cover here a lot of days. And so I'm putting it into a WVW Broadcast Network news program. The first one was filmed yesterday, post-edited, and is rendering as we speak, and will be posted this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, the 7th of March. I hope you'll check it out at WVWTV.com. Later today. If you're listening podcast, you can check it out right now because obviously it's a day later. But we're going to cover a lot of topics, a lot of clips and commentary, including some information on white privilege. What is white privilege? Curriculum, some video of undercover footage, just a couple clips. I did a whole hour TV on this a couple years ago, but this is just a quick news report on what is white privilege, including undercover footage from a white privilege teachers conference in Madison, Wisconsin a couple years ago. We dealt with the FBI, which is investigating approximately 300 refugees for terrorism, and the Black Lives Matter co-founder up in Toronto who says white people are, well, she labels them as being genetically defective, and many other stories, including a quick, very short review of The Shack. So basically small little news stories, small things that we discuss in greater length than other programs, small clips, small little reports, moving very quickly on everything from national security to economics to religious news to education news. And I think you'll be impressed with the quality of the production. We went out and bought the rights to a beautiful orchestra score for the intro and exit, bought a lot of high-definition footage for the open and close, and then hired a guy with a wonderful voice to do the open and close narration for us. So it is in keeping with what we've been trying to do, and that is build a quality, high-quality, professional broadcast-quality television network here. All our different various broadcast partners, and we think that news is something we've been wanting to add, and we're doing it now, our own television news program. It'll be a weekly news program. So again, I hope you check it out later this afternoon, March 7th, as it'll be posted this afternoon at wvwtv.com. Well, joining me now is Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org. Dr. John, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Praise the Lord. It's always a joy to open God's precious word and listen to the blessed Holy Spirit speak to us in these days of increasing darkness.
May absolutely God help us. Absolutely. And Dr. John's website, folks, is WhitcombMinistries.org, and you'll find him on Facebook and Sermon Audio. Links to all those sites are at WhitcombMinistries.org. All right, you guys have sent in some questions. Keep them coming. You can email us, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com. Please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John. Well, this is the first question that one of you have sent in, and is this. What is the best way to begin each day, Dr. John?
Praise the Lord. I try very hard with the Lord's help to begin my day by saying, thank you, God, dear Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. Help me to function for your glory and your glory alone this day. And so, you know, the book of Psalms tells us over and over again how to begin our morning. Listen to this. Psalm 5, verse 3, in the morning, O Lord, thou wilt hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to thee and eagerly watch. Psalm 55, it's just sort of a textbook here on how to begin our day, isn't it? Listen to this. Psalm 55, verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur, and he will hear my voice. Dear friends, there's no one in the universe that cares more about you and me and our concerns than the Lord God, Father, Son, and blessed Holy Spirit. Psalm 59. Listen to this one. Psalm 59, verse 16. But as for me, I shall sing of thy strength. Yes, I will joyfully sing of thy loving kindness in the morning. For thou hast been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress, O my strength. I will sing praises to thee, for God is my stronghold, the God who knows me, my loving kindness. We begin our day with him. Listen to Psalm 88, verse 13. But, O Lord, I have cried out to thee for help. And in the morning, my prayer comes before thee. Listen to Psalm 92, verse 2. To declare thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness by night. And finally, 143, Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in thee. Teach me the way I should walk, for to thee I lift up my soul. Dear friends, that's the way to begin our day, isn't it? No matter what else we think about our breakfast or plans or schedules, we think of him first, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Thank you, Dr. John. All right, here's the next question that one of you has sent in for Dr. John Whitcomb. Is it okay to stay at home and listen to good Bible teaching like yours instead of attending church or Sunday school?
Oh, my, what a temptation. But listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, drawing near. What a temptation just relax at home. But God says there's something vitally important, dynamic, in the assembling of God's people on the Lord's day, that's Sunday morning, in the house of the Lord, for admonition, instruction, perhaps even discipline, spiritual encouragement that is not available to that extent, sitting home, listening to a radio program or something, on watching a TV, but to be first face-to-face with a pastor, a teacher, a fellow member of that church is God's plan for this age. You remember in Revelation, those seven churches, and I say, Lord, it's not always convenient. The weather isn't always that nice. I'm not sometimes feeling that well. Well, God understands, of course, if we have serious physical limitations. But you see, that is not the pattern. That's not the plan of God for this church age. We're to assemble ourselves together to be confronted encouraged, taught. And I say, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful program that you have for us today, the local church. Praise God.
But, Dr. Whitcomb, what if someone's saying, I can't find a church that teaches truth. I can't find a church in my area. What should they do?
Yeah, that's a problem that many Christians face, isn't it? And one thing we can do is to say, Lord, I need your help. And here, are you ready for this one? Why not trust God to start your own church in your own home? That's how many churches in the early church, there were no church buildings, you remember, in the early church, just homes. And so God says, in effect, if you can't find another place where God's word is honored, make your own place that place and invite others to come and join you, family, friends, neighbors, and be under God, the Holy Spirit, to start a local church in your home. Praise God for that possibility.
And, of course, the key to that is going to be able to be to find a man that can rightfully divide the word of truth. Unless, of course, it's a group of ladies. Maybe it's a group of ladies in a community. I often know that in rural communities, there's a real shortage in some rural communities, and there are no men around, and it's really just some ladies, some of them maybe being widows, who gather together and study God's word together with someone, maybe like a Susan Heck type person that can rightfully divide the word of truth for those ladies. But the point is, you need to have Christian fellowship with other believers around the word of God, whether
Amen.
That's
yes.
on Sunday in a building or in someone's home on a Tuesday. At some point in your week, you need to be getting together with other believers for teaching, encouragement, accountability, and just simple biblical fellowship, correct?
Amen. Praise God for his ability to help us when we answer his admonition. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And I say, Lord, help us. Lord, help us.
All right, Dr. Whitcomb, here's the next one. Can you share some specific ways in which your wife has played a unique role in your ministry?
Oh, my. My dear wife, Norma, has been such a fantastic provision of the Lord for my ministry. She prays for me constantly. She encourages me in so many ways to continue my teaching, writing, and preaching ministries as God provides help. She comes with me to Bible conferences, especially in days gone by. Of course, now that we're in our 90s, we don't travel very much anymore. But she would help in the book table and help wherever she could, women and children. And she helps me with my health problems and handles many of finances. And can I say it this way? She's a Proverbs 31 woman. You say, what's that? Well, my, that book of Proverbs tells some amazing things, doesn't it, about a woman that is dedicated to serving the Lord and her family. And I say, Lord, may that be something that I can encourage many women to do for their husbands who are in the ministry of the Lord. And so we read in Proverbs 31 and down here at the verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he'll have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing. She smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom. The teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of his idleness. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Praise God for that wonderful advice.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Dr. John Whitcomb of WhitcombMinistries.org, and we have done well over 100 broadcasts together now, and you'll find them all archived in the Situation Room at situationroom.net, situationroom.net. We'll be back with more questions that you've sent in as we ask Dr. John. breaking news here at Worldview Weekend and very exciting news. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and due to the feedback of many of our attendees to the Worldview Weekend in Brandt, Missouri, and to make the Worldview Weekend more relaxing, we're moving the Worldview Weekend north of Branson. This way, you can show up and park your car, and you don't have to leave the grounds the entire weekend if you don't want to. No more rushing between the conference center and the hotel and the restaurant and back to the conference center. It's all in one location. We've negotiated incredibly affordable room rates at the beautiful Tantara Resort in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, on the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It's 1,500 miles of shoreline in the beautiful rolling hills of Lake of the Ozarks. Now, if you're flying in, you'll still fly into Springfield, Missouri Airport. That's about 90 minutes from the resort. And this is a great location for families. Bring your children, bring your grandchildren, and let them enjoy the resort as well as the great biblical Worldview Weekend. Now, if you have children that are too young to attend, or grandkids that are too young to attend the conference, guess what? Now they will have something to do with a relative or a babysitter while the rest of the family takes in the Worldview Weekend. There's an indoor water park. There's bowling alley. There's an arcade. There's an ice cream shop. There's a pizza shop. There's multiple restaurants. My favorite, Black Bear Lodge. I've had the chance to eat there several times. Check it out, won't you? WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks. WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks. And you will see the beautiful pictures of this beautiful resort. Hey, now it is truly a vacation with a purpose. Now, if you're planning to take in some of Branson, you still can do that before or after the conference because Branson is just about 90 minutes south of the conference center. Hey, don't delay. I think we're going to fill up fast with this new location that has so much to offer people of all ages. And wait till you see the conference center on this beautiful lake surrounded by the rolling hills of the Ozarks. Hey, I think this is a smart move for the 14th annual National Worldview Weekend now on Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. WorldviewWeekend.com/Ozarks. Check it out, won't you? Register by February 21st for priority upfront seating. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We're continually putting up new radio shows there at worldviewradio.com. We also are putting up every week several TV shows, brand new TV shows that we have post-edited, filmed here in our studios, and post-edited, and so constantly cutting-edge new information at WVWTV.com. Don't forget about our free radio and TV app. You can take all of our programs with you on the go on your iPhone, iPad, Android. Maybe you want to minister to the CIA today, the NSA. Well, they're listening in. They're recording every phone call. And now we see from documents that have been dumped that they have ways to spy on you through your phone, the microphone on your phone. The new Samsung television is a smart TV that actually has a microphone and reports out today due to somebody that supposedly has hacked some CIA files and dumped them is that they are able to and are recording with those open mics on your smart TVs and your phones. So maybe you can listen to some of our programming and minister to the CIA and NSA today when you get our free app at wvwtv.com/app. Let them hear the gospel. wvwtv.com/app. Although I do know there are some folks in those agencies that already know the Lord, because I have some friends of mine that are in some of these agencies that I've gotten to know over the years, and they know the Lord. But a lot of them, I'm sure, don't. And if they're going to listen, let them hear the gospel and biblical worldview through our free app as they hack your phone. wvwtv.com/app. Take our app with you on the go. Dr. John Whitcomb's our guest. His website is whitcombministries.org. Don't forget about our upcoming, and how could you forget? Because I won't let you forget. I mention it every day. The upcoming free Worldview Weekend rallies coming to, in April here, Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Notice the theme there. And Sioux Falls, South Dakota. All the information at wvwtv.com/conferences. They're filling fast. They're free. They're one night. And these will be the last we do for a while because the television and radio are just keeping us so very, very busy. We've kind of made this transition from being a dominant conference ministry to radio and TV, and I just can't keep up. And then I add traveling to it, and it's a real nightmare. But we're looking forward to these five cities, and so I don't think this will be happening in 2018. So if you want to make these cities, I would urge you to do that. wvwtv.com/conferences. And Shahram Haidian will be joining me, former Iranian Muslim, now Christian pastor. We'll both be there live in person. Love to visit with you, meet you, answer your questions. I'm going to actually rework and put out a brand new presentation. With all that's going on, I feel the need to work up a totally different presentation than I had planned, dealing with the issues that are in front of us today, particularly the brainwashing that's going on, with many adults. I just asked my kids about an hour ago, do you know what white privilege is? No, I don't. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. And so I had the opportunity to sit and explain to my kids what white privilege is, which is really anti-Christianity, anti-God, anti-capitalism, anti-free market. And I played some video clips for them, undercover footage that was filmed at a white privilege conference in Madison, Wisconsin a few years ago, where the people teaching this to educators, actually teaching you how to teach this to kids as young as kindergarten, first grade, all the way through college. But the teachers that were teaching these teachers were telling you exactly what white privilege is. And it's if you believe in the market and if you're a Christian, traditional values in the family, that's white privilege, and that's racist. And my kids were like, you got to be kidding me. So I have several topics I want to cover in these cities dealing with white privilege and many other things that I think you will appreciate as an adult, because many young people, many adults of all ages are being indoctrinated with this right through the media, not to mention your kids, high school, college kids. So whether you're a parent or grandparent, a brand new presentation. I'll have the description up online here in the next day or two because I'm still working on the topics I'll cover. But I sense the need to refute the philosophies and lies being told to young people and adults today through the mainstream fake news and the anti-Christian racist news of the day. So again, if you want to join us for those rallies, they're one night, they're free, wvwtv.com/conferences. All right, Dr. John, here's the next question someone has sent in for you, and they want to know, when did the church of our Lord Jesus Christ actually begin?
Well, first of all, we have to recognize, dear friends, that many Christians have a problem here. They think that somehow the church in Israel is the same, and the church was all the way back to Abraham. But you see, the Bible makes it very clear that the church is not Israel. Israel has their distinctives and will have, especially after the rapture of the church, they will be the exclusive means by which salvation can come to the world. Revelation tells us about that in chapters 4 and 9 to 19. The church will be raptured any moment now and will be removed from the earth, and God will work through Israel. And I say that is a very complex issue, isn't it? Well, God is... immersively helped me to study this for years, and perhaps some of you know about my book, the rapture and beyond, and how God has a plan for the beginning of the church, which is recorded in Acts chapter 1, and the end of the church on this earth in terms of functions for people on the earth, beginning, of course, the 70th week of Daniel. Now, friends, when did the church, as we know it today, the body and bride of Christ, when did it begin, actually? Well, Acts chapter 1, the Lord Jesus told his disciples for 40 days he walked with them after his resurrection. And then he said in verse 4, are you ready? Acts 1:4. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of me, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. How many days was it? 10 more days, and what happened? Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had come, that's 5 to 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, filled the whole house where they were, and there appeared to them tongues of fire, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and so forth. That was the actual beginning, the birth, the creation of the church on earth. 10 days after what? After Jesus ascended to heaven. And I say, well, that's amazing that we can pinpoint these things like this when we carefully study the Word of God and understand the distinction. Remember, Israel is not the church. And the church began 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven to his Father to sit at his right hand. And then it will end on the earth in terms of its distinctive functions here at the time of the rapture, which could be today. Help us to understand this, I pray, dear Lord. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Dr. John Whitcomb. His website, WhitcombMinistries.org. Again, if you want to email in your questions for our next program, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com. Please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John. Here's the next one, Dr. John. Is the ascension of Christ to heaven predicted in the Old Testament?
Yes. Listen to this. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord says to my Lord, this is David now speaking, God the Father speaks to my Lord, which is, of course, God's Son, Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Now there, of course, Jesus is invited by his Father after his resurrection to go to heaven. That's the ascension of Christ to heaven. Now, the ascension of Christ to heaven is totally different than when we die and go to heaven. Because when he ascended, he had a glorified body. You see, when we die, we don't have a glorified body until when? Till the rapture. But he had a glorified body when he went to heaven to sit at the right hand, the place of authority with his beloved Father, according to Psalm 110. And there, of course, he began his ministry as a king and a high priest. Yes, verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Thou art a priest forever, not a Levitical priest, no, but according to the order of Melchizedek. And this is explained in much detail in Hebrews chapter 7 and following. And I say, Lord, had an amazing distinction here between Jesus and all of his people. He went to heaven with a glorified body. He has infinite authority with his beloved Father to rule the world in the coming kingdom. And I say, thank you, God, for that assurance and that announcement and that explanation, which is expounded, of course, more fully in the book of Hebrews. So may God help us to realize how great our Savior really is because of his ascension to the right hand of his Father.
All right. Thank you, Dr. John. Here's the next one. How does the Holy Spirit relate to this church age?
Yes. Jesus said in John 14:16 to the disciples who were very distressed at the prospect that Jesus would leave them, he said, I will ask the Father, John 14:16, and he will give you another helper. In other words, I'm leaving you, but my Father has provided another helper for you, that he may be with you forever. Who's that? He said, it's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be with you. Listen to verse 26. This is John 14:26. But the Helper, capital H, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Now, see the triunity of God there, the Holy Spirit, the Father, Jesus, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. My, what a provision that is. As a matter of fact, we know that by the Holy Spirit, the whole Bible was written. That's made clear in the epistles of Peter. And I say, Lord, how amazing is the ministry, the function of the Holy Spirit. You can almost say that this church age is the age in which the Holy Spirit is especially honored. And we can't make strong distinctions here between the members of the Godhead. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all one God. But they're distinct functions, aren't there? We might even say the Old Testament was God the Father, the church age, God the Holy Spirit, the coming millennial kingdom, God the Son, Jesus, will be the ruler of the world. And I say thank you, God, for this marvelous provision that you made. John 15:26, when the Helper comes, I'll send you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth. He proceeds from the Father. He will bear witness of me. 1 John 16 goes on, verse 7-15. Discuss things that the Holy Spirit of God will perform to the glory of God the Father and his beloved Son. Praise God.
Dr. John Whitcomb will be back with more Ask Dr. John after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House. As you know, a few years ago, we set out to be the premier biblical worldview radio and television network. And as you know, today we produce and distribute numerous radio and television programs from our Memphis, Tennessee studios. Each week we spend hours filming, recording, and post-editing these programs to make them available to you and Christians around the world at absolutely no charge. Please remember that we do not charge any of these broadcast partners, and in fact, we cover their travel and lodging. These programs are largely made possible because of your partnership with us through your tax-deductible contributions to the Worldview Weekend Foundation. Can you imagine the man hours required to produce these television programs? Not to mention the hundreds of hours in studying, filming, and post-production we do each year. Then there's the cost of producing and distributing these programs. It includes the bandwidth we must pay for that our app, our Roku channel, and our website consume each time you watch one of our programs. We also have the cost of our computer tech, server administrator, servers, backup servers on the cloud, video player that streams each program, that's a monthly fee, flying our broadcasters in to our TV studio in Memphis to film and paying for their lodging and then flying them back home. So I'm coming to you today with a very special request. We need to generate $4,000 a month in additional ministry donations to cover our budgets and the projects that we are currently involved in that include all of these free TV shows, radio shows, and our free Worldview Weekend rallies. Now, if you're in a position to be able to help support this broadcast ministry and you're not doing so, will you please consider becoming a monthly contributor starting today? If you can't, we understand. But if you can, would you help out? We need 40 new individuals to commit to partnering with us in ministry at $100 per month. 40 people at $100 a month. Or 80 people at $50 per month. Or 160 at $25 per month. In all our years of ministry, I'm not aware that we've ever put out such a challenge. And we're not doing so on a whim. We've spent years proving our commitment, ministry results, stewardship, and doctrinal faithfulness. And I think we have a proven track record that now justifies this challenge. Now our ministry is producing 8 television programs alone, as you know, not to mention all the free radio shows. So please let us know that we can count on you. Would you email us today, info@worldviewweekend.com, and let us know if you're willing to become a monthly contributor and at what level, $100 a month, $50 a month, or $25 a month. Please remember, we're hoping to increase our monthly contributions by $4,000 per month so we have all of our monthly expenses covered and can meet our budget challenge and ministry opportunities. The last thing we want to do is have to cancel any of our television programs or our free rallies because our ministry opportunities have outpaced our support. You can set up a monthly contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com, or you can send a check each month to Worldview Weekend, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. You can also call in your donation each month at 901-853-8792. We're looking for some new ministry partners. Will you be that partner with us. Thank you. Welcome back. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, and details on our 14th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend in the Ozarks. Branson was in the Ozarks, and Lake of the Ozarks is in the Ozarks, so we just call it the Ozarks Worldview Weekend now that we've moved it to Tantera Resort on Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of beautiful shoreline in the rolling hills of the Ozarks. If you've never been there, folks, I think many of you are going to thank me for telling you about this place. It is a wonderful place, a great place for families, and maybe at some point you will go back on your own and vacation there as a family. And, of course, many folks in Kansas City and St. Louis know about it. Some of them have been raised for generations there, their families going there. But a lot of folks outside of that area aren't familiar with Lake of the Ozarks, and those who find it, they come back again and again. And we hear from people who say, yeah, we've known about that. We go every year from Colorado to Lake of the Ozarks. So some of you are telling me you've known about Lake of the Ozarks, and you go, you travel a long way to be there during the summertime for a week or two of vacation. But some of you, you've never been there, and this is going to be your chance to find out about this beautiful part of the country, Lake of the Ozarks, at our 14th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, April 28, 29, and 30. A lot of new speakers. Again, we booked in a lot of new speakers on purpose to have 100% new material. Sharam Haidian is back by popular demand, his second year. But other than that, Mark Hitchcock, that's brand new. He's never been there. Ron Rhodes, Jason Pratt. Abner Chow's not been with us there in person. Mike Riddle's not been there in person. Philip DeCourcy has never been there. And so that's a lot of new speakers. All the details at wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. And again, it's at a beautiful resort on the lake. You'll appreciate the scenery and this resort that has been remodeled and is on a golf course. They have horseback riding rental. They have a bowling alley. They have an indoor water park. They have boat rental, jet ski rental. They have a lot going on there. Maybe you want to make it a vacation with a purpose, as we call it. Come in a couple days early, stay a couple days longer, whatever. But by the end of April, it's going to be nice weather there, and you can actually rent a pontoon or a tritoon and go out and enjoy the lake a little bit here and there. I think you're going to really like the new location. We have negotiated special room rates, so be sure to give them the group code WRLD. WRLD. Somebody emailed me today and said our family is a little strapped right now. We can afford the travel. They're coming from the Kansas City area, not too far of a drive, and they can afford a couple nights there at the hotel. But other than that, that uses up their budget. And they have two adult tickets and two student tickets. And the answer was yes. Send me your address, and we'll get those in the mail to you 2 weeks before the conference. So if you're in that situation, you can get there, and you can take a couple days to, of hotel expense. But other than that, the tickets price, by the way, we haven't raised in 14 years. But if that's a problem, let me know. We'll send you a free scholarship. Info@worldviewradio.com. Info@worldviewradio.com. Otherwise, all the details to register and who's speaking and all the details, everything, is at wvwtv.com/Ozarks. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Dr. John Whitcomb joins me for what we call Ask Dr. John. And Dr. John Whitcomb's website is whitcombministries.org. whitcombministries.org. Here's the next question, Dr. John. If the only things Noah took with him were animals, then how were there plants and trees and grass left for them when the flood ended? How would trees and plants survive if they were buried under water and other things? Did Noah take plants with him? Did he replant anything? Could anything on land be left in perfect condition during the flood?
My. Of course, the Bible is not specific on this. We don't have a written revelation on this question. It's a fascinating question, and it's what we might call a science question. In our book, The Genesis Flood, we have discussed this point on page 85. Let me just read a brief paragraph on that, okay? In times of flood, large masses of earth and entwining vegetation, this, by the way, is a quote from Paul Moody, University of Vermont, telling about how animals were able to cross oceans on natural rafts and floating islands. Let me begin that quote again for you. In times of flood, large masses of earth and entwining vegetation, including trees, may be torn loose from the banks of rivers and swept out to sea. Sometimes such masses are encountered floating in the ocean, out of sight of land, still lush and green, with palms 20 to 30 feet tall. It is entirely probable that land animals may be transported long distances in this manner. One scientist records that many tropical ocean currents have a speed of at least 2 knots. This would amount to 50 miles in a day, 1,000 miles in 3 weeks. And another quote from a scientist at Harvard, it seems certain that land animals do at times cross considerable bodies of water where land connections are utterly lacking. Floating masses of vegetation, here's the point now, such as are sometimes found off the mouths of the Amazon, may be one means of affecting this type of migration. And I say, well, that's amazing. Yes, enormous what? Floating masses of vegetation. No, there was no recreation of plants and trees after the flood. Creation had ended. So God made this special provision for the distribution of animals and plants after the flood during those early years following the deluge. And I say, well, thank you, Lord, for helping us through legitimate scientific study and observation and analysis to supplement, implement, explain things that the Bible doesn't specifically deal with. This is appropriate, what we've been called creation science. I say thank you, Lord, for helping us to find answers to some of these difficult questions. Praise God.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. John. And folks, if you want more information on biblical creation, one of the first books ever written on this topic that helped to launch many creation ministries was a book written by Dr. John Whitcomb and the late Dr. Help me out here. What was his name again?
Henry Morris.
Henry Morris. Thank you. I had a senior moment there. I know his son, but I couldn't remember the dad, even though they have the same name. Henry Morris, The Genesis Flood. The Genesis Flood. You'll find it at whitcombministries.org. You can order it there, I'm sure. All right, Dr. John, here's the next question and the last question. How much should we make of this 500-year anniversary of the Reformation?
Yes. Amazing. 500 years. Since Luther was raised up by God, we, of course, as Protestants, as evangelicals, understand that the Catholic Church had become so corrupt that it was just absolutely oppressive and to say nothing of being unbiblical, so sad. I want to be careful here, friends. Listen, a person can be a Roman Catholic and be a born-again Christian. Are you ready for this? In spite of the errors of the Catholic Church, not because of them. And that's true in many of our systems today. Some people have attached themselves to some cult or other, and yet they know the Lord in their heart because they have listened to some extent, at least, to the Word of God. But the tragedy, of course, of the Reformation, we realize, is also to be recognized. And that is that Martin Luther, in his later years, turned against the Jews. Yes, he just became so frustrated with the Jewish resistance, as he saw it, to the gospel, that he began to hate them. Listen to this statement, and I have a whole list of quotations here. At the beginning of his career, Luther was apparently sympathetic to Jewish resistance to the Catholic Church. However, he expected the Jews to convert to his purified Christianity, and when they did not, he turned violently against them. He said, "I made up my mind to write no more either about the Jews or against them, but since I learned that these miserable and accursed people do not cease to lure to themselves even us, that is Christians, I published a book so that I might be found among those who oppose such poisonous activities of the Jews." He says, guard against the Jews, knowing that wherever they have their synagogues, nothing is found but a den of devils, in which sheer self-glory, conceit, lies, blasphemy, and defaming of God and men are practiced most maliciously and vehemently. His eyes on them. And then, listen to this one. What should we do, says Luther. Now remember, this is toward the end of his career, not at the beginning. He said, set fire to their synagogues or schools, bury and cover with dirt whatever will not burn, so that no man will ever again see a stone or cinder of them. And I say, oh my, really? This man that God used to start the Reformation said things like that. Listen to this quote. British historian Paul Johnson has called On the Jew and Their Lies the first work of modern anti-Semitism and a giant step forward on the road to what? To the Holocaust. That's Johnson's book, A History of the Jews. While some Lutherans deny the charge, the Nazis did cite Luther's treatise to justify the final solution. Listen to this one. The line of, quote, anti-Semitic descent, end of quote, from Luther to Hitler is easy to draw, according to American historian Lucy Kadowitz. And I say, why? Luther and Hitler were obsessed by the, quote, demonized universe, end of quote, inhabited by Jews, with Hitler asserting that the later Luther, the author of On the Jews and Their Lies, was the real Luther. And we go on and on. I have quote after quote of quote, and I say, well, Lord, I'm so thankful that you used this man to start what we call the Reformation, in which we were released from many of the sad distortions of true Christianity in the Roman Catholic Church. But now we see another side. It says, 15 years later, rumors of Jewish efforts to convert Christians upset Luther. That's toward the end of his life. He wrote a treatise venting his frustration and concluded that converting Jews had become hopeless. Oh, my. So he said, here are seven measures of sharp mercy that German princes could take against the Jews. Burn their schools and synagogues. Transfer Jews to community settlements. Confiscate all Jewish literature, which is blasphemous. Prohibit rabbis to teach or on pain of death. Defy, deny Jewish safe conduct so as to safeguard the spread of their heresies. And I say, so sad, so sad. And yet, now, friends, look what's happening. 6 million Jews, and I, as a soldier in the Second World War, saw many of those concentration camps. 6 million Jews died. But now 6 million Jews are back in Israel. Something big is going to happen, and God will fulfill any promises to that nation. They will come to the Savior. They'll reflect the light of God in the world to the 144,000 missionaries. I say, thank you, God, that you keep your promises. Yes, even to the final end.
That's the voice of Dr. John Whitcomb. When I come back, I'm going to ask him, why does Satan hate the Jewish people? And why is anti-Semitism rising? New items are always being added to the Situation Room. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have now added The Coming Religious Reich and my book, What Every Christian Should Know, to the Situation Room. That's right. All my books now, as ebooks, are in the Situation Room, including the over 500 pages from the book, The Coming Religious Reich. And then my book that came out in April of 2016, What Every Christian Should Know. You'll find all of my books as an ebook under the library tab or at the top of the page. You'll also find brand new TV shows added each and every week. We now have over $115,000 in ebooks, audiobooks, transcripts, radio shows, TV shows, conference DVDs, and curriculums. For just $8.99, you can have access to all of these items. Plus, you have access to our powerful Bible software program, worldviewpedia.com. You also have access to our training institute with lots of classes that you can take as part of your membership. You have access to our My Worldview social media page that is only for Situation Room members. Then, of course, all the items that are in the Situation Room for just $8.99. You can join at situationroom.net/join, situationroom.net/join. Would you do us a favor and yourself a favor? Join the Situation Room. Not only are you getting great information, archived thousands and thousands of items at retail value that would equal up to being worth $115,000 if you were to purchase them individually, and that price is going up all the time. It won't be long before we're at $130,000 in resources in there. But you can have access to all this for just $8.99. What a great deal for you and your family. And by the way, give the password and email address to your spouse, your children that live at home, or your kids that are away at college. Let them have access to it. But you're also not only helping yourself, you're helping us as well. You see, the Situation Room is a big part of our general operating budget. How is it we can produce all of these radio shows, TV shows, and put them out there broadcast quality? Well, really one of two ways, either through your membership to the Worldview Weekend Situation Room or your support through the Worldview Weekend Foundation. So can you afford $8.99? If you can, would you join right now? You'll be helping yourself and be a big part of our general operating budget. Situationroom.net/join. Situationroom.net/join. Or you can join for $89.99 a year or $139 for 2 years. Otherwise, just $8.99 a month. Situationroom.net/join and have access now to The Coming Religious Reich and the book What Every Christian Should Know that have just been loaded as one of the benefits to being a Situation Room member, where members understand the times. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. WorldviewRadio.com, WorldviewRadio.com. One of the things I'm going to be speaking about at the free Worldview Weekend rallies coming up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is what do these liberals like George Soros and others hope to accomplish with their riots and violence? I have not discussed this on radio, and I'm not going to because I'm saving it for the rallies. But my friends, I have uncovered, I actually uncovered it a few years ago, and it was stored away in my hard drive of my brain, and it just came to me the other day. It just came to me the other day. I read so much. I read so many things in a given day, week, month, year, and years, and thankfully, God gives us the ability to recall things, right? And so I was sitting here thinking, what is it they hope to accomplish? And then all of a sudden in my mind, I remembered an article I read by one of these agitators, a very famous agitator. Some of you will know the person's name. It's not Saul Alinsky, but they studied Saul Alinsky, and they explained why they needed these violent protests. And I was like, wait a minute, I remember reading about this. I know exactly what it is they're doing. And I'm not hearing anyone else talk about it. I'm not hearing anyone else explain why the violent protest. Why are they threatening violence and in some cases getting violent? There is a very, very simple answer. And if you don't understand what they're doing, there are going to be people who will say, let's give them what they want. Now, I'll explain in detail all of that as we get together to understand the times and what's happening. And it's all connected. All of it is connected, from the riots and the protests to white privilege to the anti-Christianism to the war on free market capitalism. It is all connected. I'll bring it all together in a brand new presentation I'm writing and laying out the outline for now for the free Worldview Weekend rallies coming up in April. Full details at wvwtv.com/conferences, wvwtv.com/conferences. My guest is Dr. John Whitcomb. His website's whitcombministries.org, whitcombministries.org. And if you want to send in a question for our next broadcast, Lord willing, 2 weeks from today, all you got to do is email us, info@worldviewradio.com, info@worldviewradio.com. Please put in the subject line, Ask Dr. John, so that I can quickly find those and pass them on to him. Dr. John, you were trying to finish up this last question before the break. Please conclude, and then I have one final question for you.
Yes. The Lord Jesus said, I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But one is coming in his own name, and him you will receive. Who's that? The Antichrist. Yes. when the church is removed from this earth, the Antichrist will begin his worldwide campaign. Listen to this, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw where the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So yes, this, of course, is the Antichrist. And he begins a campaign with the military. He's the little horn of Daniel 7, who will conquer the empires, the countries of Europe. And yet, the minute he begins to do this military massive attack against Europe in retaliation for what they did to the Jews in the Holocaust, presumably, two witnesses appear in Jerusalem. Yes, Moses and Elijah, to bring Israel back to God. And by the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, 3.5 years after the rapture of the church, thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews will have come to the Messiah. Yes, and they will spread around the world. Jesus explained that in Matthew 24. Yes, evangelizing the world during those last 3.5 years through those 144,000 Jewish evangelists. Amazing things are about to happen, dear friends. Could be today. Are you ready for the end of this age as we know it, as God has spoken to us in his precious word? Praise God.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Dr. John. All right, final question, Dr. John. We discussed this with Dr. Tommy Ice this week on his new book, The Case for Zionism, Why Christians Should Support Israel. I'd like to get your take on this as someone that was in World War II, the Battle of the Bulge, has watched history. You've had the chance. Your father worked on the staff with, was it Patton?
Patton? Yes.
And you've had the chance to meet men like Albert Einstein, and you've seen world history, and you've seen things firsthand. Why is it that Satan hates the Jewish people, and why is anti-Semitism rising globally?
Yes. Satan hates what God loves. That's the basic, fundamental, foundational position. Satan knows some things that many, even Christians, don't even know, that God has promised over and over again in the Old Testament, the Abrahamic covenant, as you're familiar, that through the Jews, someday the kingdom will come. The Old Testament knew nothing of the church, you understand that. That was a mystery hidden, as Paul explains in Ephesians. But they knew that something big was going to happen through Israel for the glory of God. And anything that glorifies God, Satan hates. That's the basic foundation. So Satan hates anything that God loves. Israel, the church, believers, who are born again by the mercy of God and his grace. Satan, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. That's Satan. Let us not underestimate his power, his pervasiveness. Yes, he accuses us even before God and heaven, and will continue to do so until the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. And I say, Lord, help me to keep my eyes open, my heart open, my mind functioning according to your revelation in the only book you've ever written, the Bible.
Thank you, Dr. John. And folks, I hope you'll visit his website, whitcombministries.org. You can hear his weekly teaching program that he has. He has his own radio program. We carry it at worldviewradio.com. You can hear it as we post it there each and every week at worldviewradio.com. You can also hear it on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the VCY America Radio Network. Dr. John, thank you for your ministry, and thank you for being with us, my friend.
Praise God for this opportunity to share the wonderful good news that God is love, and those who love him will love Jesus and be saved forever. Praise God.
Amen. All right, folks, I hope you'll visit worldviewtimes.com. Look under our news section. We are putting up brand new news stories. We search hundreds of news websites a day, bring you what we think are the top news stories you need to know about that we oftentimes don't have time to discuss here. And you'll find it at worldviewtimes.com under our news section. Also, later this afternoon, actually within the next hour, you can go to WVWTV.com and check out our brand new and first weekly installment of the WVW Broadcast Network News Program. Till next time, take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. I have personally seen Brannon's commitment to biblical truth and his passion for equipping the saints to contend earnestly for the faith. Brannon has proven over and over again to me that he will stand for biblical truth and the gospel, even when it will cost him. Brannon has counted the cost, and I can personally testify to the effectiveness and authenticity of the ministry in which God has entrusted to him. Worldview Weekend Foundation has a powerful and worldwide broadcast ministry through radio and television and through the free Biblical Worldview Weekends. I'm asking you to join me in the support of this ministry by going to the website worldviewweekendfoundation.org, and do that right now if you will, and make a tax-deductible contribution to this vital and biblical ministry. Thank you very much.
Hey, you guys, this is Chris Pinto. Many of you are familiar with my program, Noise of Thunder Radio, which broadcasts on the Worldview Weekend website with Brannon House. The great thing about Worldview is that it provides a unique environment for Christian ministries that take on tough issues in contending for the faith. At the Worldview Weekend website, believers are welcome to come and learn and be edified in a special way, providing a unique ministry for the body of Christ. Perhaps the best thing about what Worldview does is that it presents its radio shows, articles, and even most conferences free of charge. But to keep providing this service, the ministry relies on support from the body of Christ. If you've been blessed by the work at Worldview Weekend, we hope you'll think about making a contribution to the Worldview Weekend Foundation, a nonprofit organization that helps provide for these resources. You can make a one-time contribution or become a monthly contributor by logging on to the website at worldviewweekendfoundation.com. That's worldviewweekendfoundation.com. We ask only those who are able to help us all keep fighting the good fight of faith until our Lord returns.